Welcome to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour. In the first half hour today, I will be talking with Kathleen Keenan. Kathleen will be talking about Richmond's 2024 Irish Heritage Festival. In the second half hour, I will be talking with Daniel Colomb. Daniel is the host of the Friday Drive, Fridays here at CJMQ at 4 p.m., and the show is repeated on Saturdays at 4 p.m., as well as he is host of the Hit Oldies on Saturday and Sunday mornings. He will talk about his experiences in radio. I will also have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. We will start the show with a song called McBride's by the Celtic band called Leahy. Right after the song, we will hear the interview with Kathleen Keenan. So please stay tuned. Thank you. Teasdale for theCUBE, and today we're very pleased to welcome Kathleen Keenan to the Townships at 12. Now, Kathleen is involved in the St. Pat's Festival coming up in Richmond, so that's very exciting. It reminds everybody of spring. So welcome, Kathleen.
Thank you.
What role do you play in the St. Patrick's Festival in Richmond?
Well, I've been a long-standing member of the St. Patrick's Society, and I'm also a volunteer with the Festival Planning Committee. We've had festivities for many, many years, but the actual Irish Heritage Festival has been up and showcasing local talent since 2019.
Okay, and I was reading that the festival itself has been going on since 1877. Is that possible?
It is indeed. The St. Pat's Society was founded in 1877, and there were festivities starting there. There have been festivities over most of that period, so running well over 100 years. There have been some interruptions for pandemics, not just the recent one either, as well as the Great World Wars.
Okay, that's interesting. Could you give us a rundown of all the activities?
Yes, it's a fabulous month of celebration. We've got 15 events running, starting on Saturday, March 2nd, running through till Sunday, March 24th. And there is something for everyone. We really are all about featuring local talent, artists, artisans, heritage performers. We have music and a lot of it. There's dance, there's storytelling, there's heritage crafts, there's food. And enriching all of that, of course, is the level of community engagement that comes with it. So for specific details, one of the things people really want to look at, and I'll mention this right now, last year we had some events that were sold out, so anything where you need to have a ticket to reserve a spot, don't wait and be disappointed. And particularly the Celtic Celebration night that's on Saturday, March 16th at the South of the Stall in Richmond. Last year, tickets were sold out well in advance of the concert. So,
okay, that's a good tip there. Now, if somebody wants to get their tickets ahead of time, do they go to the website?
Exactly. Go to the website at the South of the Dahl.
Now, how many people do you have on that committee or committees, I would imagine, for the festival? And are you looking for any more volunteers?
Yes. Well, there are already many volunteers. So there's a core planning committee for the overall festival, which has 7 full-time volunteers. But there's also the members of the executive of the St. Pat's Society. There's 13 people there. And then each one of those events that's on the schedule involves volunteers helping to make it happen. And none of this would be possible without the volunteers. They're fabulous people, dedicated, fun to work with, and everyone is welcome to join. Join this year or join for next year. We'd be more than happy to welcome you.
Okay, I can imagine a lot of people behind the scenes. Again, if they want to volunteer, should they get in touch with you or go to the website?
Probably the most efficient way for people to be in touch with us. And, you know, whether they're volunteering their time, their talent, their financial support, ideas for festivals in the future, all of that would be most welcome. The email address where people can send their contact and what they would like to suggest or what they would like to offer is richmondstpat@hotmail.com.
Okay, good. Do you have a theme for this year's festival?
Yes, and it's a theme that we use every year because it's so fundamental to the idea behind celebrating. It's all about building community through arts and heritage, celebrating our shared past and celebrating our present. And it really is a celebration. And Irish music and much of that is on display during the festival is one that lifts the soul, sometimes makes you feel a little sad too, but it's good for the whole outlook on life.
It is, definitely. Any differences in this year's festival from last year's?
I'd say it's a little bit larger, but certainly same theme, lots of events with music, art, food, and we are hopeful that the weather will be wonderful and we won't be in a blizzard.
Mm-hmm. I hope so too. Are you back on track after COVID?
Yes, very much so. So when the COVID first hit, it was just as we were about to launch events for St. Pat's when they declared a worldwide pandemic. So that first year, we had literally 24 hours to postpone everything. The following year, we went online because we didn't think we'd be able to meet. But since then, we're back to what it was like prior to the COVID pandemic. And in fact, I think maybe last year there were even more people, and we would expect a good, very good turnout this year as well. There's usually about 8,000 people who attend, you know, the events over the month. We have determinants. You know, if the roads aren't passable, there'll be fewer, but otherwise we'd expect a good turnout.
That's amazing. Over 8,000 people.
Well worth it.
It is. Do you have any idea how far away they travel to get to the festival?
Well, we know that the majority of the people are from the township area. Certainly there's people there from Sherbrooke and Drummondville and Waterloo. But I also know of people who come from Montreal, from the Gatineau area, from Ottawa, Quebec City. So there are lots of people who make it an annual event.
Mm-hmm. Definitely well worth it. Is the St. Patrick's Day Parade in Richmond one of the biggest parades in Quebec? I've heard it was.
Well, I would say it's the most fun parade in Quebec. I don't think we could come near the size and scale of the one in Montreal, but we'll work on that for the 150th.
Mm-hmm, definitely. This is the 147th, is it?
Yes, it is. 2027 will be our 150th anniversary.
Amazing. So you have to have something special for that.
Absolutely. And this is where we would really welcome ideas, suggestions, volunteers. We need to start planning later this year for what we would do for 2027. So as people think about things they'd like to see or do or where they'd like to contribute, please send us an email and we'll be really happy to be in touch with you.
Okay. Just out of interest, once the festival finishes, how much time elapses before you start planning for the next year's?
Oh, about 2 days.
Really? Okay.
Yes. We have to have a program sketched out by the end of April when we start doing applications for funding to support the festival.
Okay.
So, yeah, so if people have ideas, like now would be the time to let us know.
Mm-hmm, definitely. How is the festival funded? Do you get funding from the government?
Yes, we do. We are very grateful for the financial support we've had from Heritage Canada for every year that we've run the festival. And, of course, we have a lot of local partners who are key to being able to put on this kind of a rich program. And we have a lot of local sponsors as well. This year, there are almost 24 local sponsors who have provided financial support. And then there are all the volunteers. You know, without all of that constellation together, the festival wouldn't really be possible. So we are extremely grateful for our sponsors, our partners, and all the wonderful volunteers.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful that you have so many volunteers, that so many people behind the scenes to make this work.
Yeah, they make it look effortless.
Yeah, they do. They do a good job of that. If somebody wants to participate in the parade or in another event, especially the parade, I guess, how do they go about that?
It would be great if they could contact Julie O'Donnell at richmondstpat@hotmail.com to let her know. If they are bringing horses, they'll want to take note that they need to have their own horse insurance. But yes, parades, participants, floats, costumes, all of that, fabulous. Fun to be in the, even more fun to be in the parade than to be there watching it.
Mm-hmm, definitely. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we go, Kathleen?
Yeah, I would just sum up that we are, as I mentioned earlier, we are going to be celebrating 150 years in 2027, and we'd be very grateful for the contribution from all our listeners and all of the community to think about how we make that a celebration for the whole community.
Okay, and I guess we should probably mention the website again where everybody can get their information?
Yes, that's at richmondstpats.org.
Okay, that's great.
Sherbrooke Record will also be carrying the full program on Friday.
Oh, good to know. The first festivity comes up this weekend with a corned beef supper?
Yes, that's Saturday night at the Grand Central Hotel.
Okay, so that's March 2nd, so people can get started in their month-long festivities there for the St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Okay. The next Friday, there's a creative arts workshop with free and open to everyone Friday afternoon from 1 to 4 at the Restaurant du Village on Main Street in Richmond. That evening at 7 o'clock, there's going to be a jam session with a half a dozen musicians who will be playing traditional Irish music. So that will be really fun. And then on Sunday, there is a Heritage Artisans Showcase with music, instrument makers, storytelling, people working in wood. So that's very much focusing on celebrating the heritage artisans of the area. And there'll be storytelling for children with Rebecca Taylor and some crafts for the children at the same time. That's taking place at the community center. And then the following week, we have storytelling and harp music. We have a concert at the Richmond Regional High School. On Saturday is the big celebration at the Centre d'Aval, where people will be able to hear local musicians, Road to Connolly, who are the Rutherfords who graduated from Richmond Regional High School and from Bishop, and also Solstice, which is a Celtic band out of Montreal. Fabulous music. You'll feel lighter in spirit after being there. And then Sunday the 17th has got a full day of activities with a concert of traditional Irish music on organ and trumpet at 10:15 at the church. There's an art exhibition on. There will be an outdoor bandstand show at 12 o'clock on Main Street. Then the parade at 2, and then called folk dances at 3 o'clock with Donat Zubrick, which is great fun. People should take that in. And then the following weekend, on the 23rd, there's the tribute to the Irish with an Irish tea taking place at the South Durham United Church with half a dozen local performers, musicians, storytellers, joke tellers. And then on the 24th is the traditional St. Patrick's Day brunch. So come to all of it, or any of it.
Oh, there's certainly, yes, certainly a lot of festivities. My goodness, something for everybody, that's for sure, and over a month long, and it goes on even after St. Patrick's Day.
Occasion not to miss.
Definitely not. Well, we thank you very much, Kathleen, and all the best on the St. Patrick's Day Festival.
My pleasure. Thank you, and hope to see you in March.
Oh, the night that Patty Murphy died is a night I'll never forget. Some of the boys got loaded drunk and ain't got sober yet. As long as the bottle was passed around, every man was feeling gay. Oh, Leary came with a bagpipe, some music for to play.
That's how they showed their respect for Patty Murphy. That's how they showed their honor and their pride. They said it was a sin and a shame, and they winked at one another. In every drink the place was full the night Pat Murphy died. Sin and a shame, and they winked at one another, and every drink in the place.
You're listening to the Townships at 12 here on the Cube 88.9 FM, and that song was by Tim Hicks and Alan Doyle. The song is called The Night Patty Murphy Died. Next up, we'll have some community events for you. The Richmond Irish Heritage Festival is coming up. It's on from March 2nd to the 24th, and you need to check out the website www.richmondstpats, that's RichmondstPats.org. And there's live music, dance, storytelling, parade, and heritage craft events. So again, check that out, www.richmondstpats.org. And coming up at the Colby Curtis Museum out in Stansted, it's an Irish tea, Saturday, March 16th, small tea, 10 a.m. to 12 noon, or 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. for high tea. Access to the museum is included in the price. If you would like a guided tour, an additional fee will be requested. Now, the high tea is $40, warm vichyssoise soup, cucumber and cress sandwich bites, ham and Irish cheddar sandwich bites, apple and pork sausage rolls, honey melon and prosciutto balls, scone and Devonshire cream and jam, dessert squares and jam pennies. Menu for the small tea, cucumber and cress sandwich bites. The small tea is $20. And for the small tea, for your sweets, you've got scone and Devonshire cream and jam, dessert squares and jam pennies. Now, if you want something to drink extra on the menu, there's Irish coffee, Elevens's cocktail, and sparkling water. You need to RSVP. So that sounds like a really fun tea. So there's a phone number, 819-876-7322, or you can email them, info@colbycurtis.ca. Uplands is organizing some activities for the March break. So if you're interested, Tuesday the 5th and Wednesday the 6th of March, it's art workshops from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The art workshops participate in a collective project inspired by nature. Thursday, March 7th, 10 a.m., English Tea Etiquette Workshop. Enjoy tea and scones according to the rules of art under the guidance of experts from the regional tea tradition. And Friday, March 8th, 10 a.m., English at 11 a.m., guided tour of the Uplands House. Discover the secrets of the house accompanied by interpreters in vintage costumes. So you need to register, that is required. The number is 819-564-0409 or email contact@uplands.ca.
The Sherbrooke Winter Carnival is coming up from March 1st to the 3rd, so if you're looking for something to do during the March break, there you are. Most of the activities will take place in Shaw Cartier Park in Sherbrooke. There's a series of challenges during the day. There's also some ice sculptures and an illuminated path. And most of the activities are free. However, not all. You can buy a card for the events. It's $10, and that gets you into all of the events. So again, that's the Sherbrooke Carnival coming up from March 1st to the 3rd in Shaw Cartier Park.
And just a reminder, the Hugs campaign for mental health estuary is still on. Hugs, hats, underwear, gloves, socks, and scarves for the homeless. So check that out. If you need some more information or if you'd like to give a check, make sure if you do give a check, you give it in person to them. So I'll give you the number again, 819-565-3777 or email projects@mentalhealthestuary.com. So again, if you have an event coming up, you belong to a nonprofit organization, we'd love to help you get the word out. Please give me an email, cjmqnews@gmail.com or cjmqnews@yahoo.ca. So that's our community events for today. I'd like to thank my guests for the first half of the show today, Kathleen Keenan, for telling us all about Richmond's 2024 Irish Heritage Festival. So a lot to take in there. Should be a really fun time, a great month, and lots of activities for young and old, and definitely a sign of spring. We'll close off the first half with a song from Bing Crosby, When Irish Eyes Are Smiling. Stay tuned. We'll hear a word from a couple of our sponsors, the news with Derek Bullard. Then we'll be right back for the second half with Daniel Colombe,
host and producer of the Friday Drive here at CJMQ, and he also does the Hit Oldies on Saturday morning from 7 a.m. to noon, and again on Sunday morning from 9 to 1. So a lot of radio hours there. Daniel will be talking about his radio career.
Sure, 'tis like a morning spring in the lilt of Irish laughter. You can hear the angels sing when Irish hearts are happy, all the world seems bright and gay. And when Irish eyes are smiling, sure they steal your heart. Irish eyes are smiling.